One thing is very clear in the United States and parts of the Western civilization right now. People are fearful. And it's quite evident as well that our enemies do not fear us. I did a recent commentary talking about the American political scene and some of the politicians who are leading the pack. And in order to just be exactly clear and sure about what I am saying in regard to American politics, other nations' politics, and the state of the world, and especially the state of America right now in the world, let me go back to the book of Isaiah. Let me make very plain exactly what it's about. It is not about politics. It is not about politicians or any single politician or any political party or ideology. It is about morality. It is about justice. It is about spiritual truth. In reality, this is all about God and what we are facing right now, and the fear we have and the lack of fear that we are seeing in other parts of the world and the attacks that are being made by terrorists and other groups against us. The politicians that we watch and we view, they're not going to save us. Since I made my last commentary here on BT Daily, there's been two more political debates in America trying to outline solutions and positions by the politicians. And what I have seen doesn't inspire any confidence and doesn't offer any further solutions. It's not, again, about politics or politicians. The politicians are not going to save us. They cannot fix what is wrong with America. What is wrong with America is what we read about in the book of Isaiah. Really, I've come to the point, and I think all of us need to, where we realize that we need to begin to read more about what God says through his prophets. We need to be reading more, let's say, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, which is where we began last time, and understand exactly what it is that God has said about our country. It's time we read what God says. In chapter 1, beginning in verse 4, God continues his message through the prophet. He says, "What a sinful nation they are, loaded down with a burden of guilt. They are an evil people, corrupted children who have rejected the Lord." Right there is the key. A rejection of God, a rejection of God's law, and it says that they have despised the Holy One of Israel and turned their backs on him. And the result of that is what he mentions in verse 5. He said, "Your head is injured, your heart is sick. You are battered from head to foot, covered with bruises and welts and infected wounds, without any soothing ointments or bandages." Sick from head to toe. Again, I say, with what I am observing and what you are observing too, and frankly, what you are fearing is what is happening in our country right now. There is a great deal of uncertainty and fear. And there's a concern that our leadership is not able to address the problems that are afflicting our country right now. And we're also seeing what is mentioned here in verse 7. It says, "Your country lies in ruins and your towns are burned. Foreigners plunder your fields before your eyes and destroy everything they see." Now, even in Isaiah's day, as he wrote that particular verse, the cities were still standing. They had not been plundered completely, and we don't see that today. But we do see attacks, terrorism attacks in Europe and America. We see people who do not fear a nation, a people, and that creates concern as well. God's word shows us that at the heart of that is a rejection of him, his ways, and his laws. The Lord of heaven's armies has not spared a few of us, it says. We would have been wiped out like Sodom, destroyed like Gomorrah. Listen to the Lord, you leaders of Sodom. Listen to the law of your God, people of Gomorrah. The prophet goes on, and he goes to show that it is the law of God that we should begin to listen to. And this chapter goes on with further indictments of a people who should have known God. And it speaks to us today. And it speaks to us at this critical moment in history. We look for answers. And certainly as human beings, we're looking to leadership, political or otherwise, to provide those answers. And it hasn't been forthcoming. And that's what the politicians don't get. But it's important that you understand. and that I understand exactly what God's message is. It's time we read prophets like Isaiah and the messages there and get God's point. And when we do, we come to a level of understanding. I'll cover this next time in a little bit more detail and bring it a little bit closer to home that for some of us might be a little bit more uncomfortable. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.